Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Excited to jump on the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV and talk to our friend, Mr. John Keim. You can follow him on Twitter at John_Keim, K-E-I-M. You can check him out at the John Keim Report, all of his work for ESPN.com. Johnny, how are you, bud?
What up, guys? How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Dude. How do you balance?
I don't know.
Four games in, they're 500, they're 2-2, but a lot of people think the sky is completely falling. The sky probably isn't falling. There are also some recurring issues, particularly in the secondary, that seem like a problem. How do you balance where things are?
I think, and listen, this is not putting this one on the offense the other day, because the offense scoring 27 on the road should be good enough to win a game. But I think when you have a Jaden Daniels, he just covers up a lot of other roster issues, perhaps. And not that he's playing defense, but I think he just makes you more explosive on offense. And that puts a different fear. You know what I mean? So you get your guys back. Before, you know, I think the defensive issues, I'm definitely concerned about because how are you going to solve them? Is it a personnel issue? I think you can look at it and think it's, as you know, maybe a balance of it, right? Uh-huh. I don't know how that's going to be solved. But as far as the sky is falling, like.
I'm going to throw John on hold, see if we can get him. John lives out there in the country, so maybe he's on a bike ride.
Yeah.
Let's try to see if we can get John into a good spot. But what he's saying there is you got to start with the fact that they went to Atlanta, scored 27, and were down.
With a backup quarterback.
I mean, they're down four,
missing your best
five
receiver,
starters.
And you still, well, and a lot of people off of D, and you still score 27. You have to figure out a way. Ultimately, I think this. You are not going to go out and get players that are better than the ones you have right now. So either you got to get them to play better, or you just got to figure out a better way to get them to play faster, or just simplify things so they can just go. But you're not going to find a better player out there just walking around right now better than the people you got.
Let's see if John's ready. John, the biggest issue they've got going right now, in my opinion, are these big – giving up big plays, right. Coverage busts down the field.
Right.
What do you think the fix is?
And I agree with B. Mitch. You're not there's no magic way to bring in different players, right? So you've got to tweak whatever you're doing, or you know. And it's funny because like the first couple games, a lot of man, a lot more blitzing, a lot more five, or at least a lot more five man rushes. Last two games, more zone, more four man rushes. So I think they're already trying to adjust to, like, can you help by playing different coverages? And, you know, can you keep – that's why, like, Frankie Louvu hasn't been rushing as much because they're dropping them into coverage a lot more to you know, maybe to help with that, and it hasn't worked. So I think, the funny thing is, and I heard B. Mitch too, like, do you simplify it? And maybe you asked Dan Quinn about that yesterday. Somebody did. And, like, they don't feel like it's at that point. But it's last year, I remember talking to Benjamin St. Juiced about this. And like he said, that one of the things he liked about this coverage, about the defensive scheme and what they could do is that it did kind of simplify for them what they needed to do. And if you're in a certain coverage, that if you give up route A, that's the weakness of the coverage. So, like, they're not going to ping you for it, right? But it simplified what they had to do. So, it already felt like it was in a good spot. So, I don't know. Like, I think you have to hope that, is Marshawn Lattimore going to become any different than what he is now? No, this is who he is right now, And so I think what you have to hope is that the pressure, they can put more pressure on and start to create turnovers. Because we've seen can you do that? They haven't done it. They haven't done it, last year, and they've only created one this year. But that, that would be a good way to help more is to create more turnovers. But how are you going to do that? So I think it's going to be tough.
I went back to look and check out the play that Penix to Whitcomb on a double move.
Yeah,
he ran a 10-yard out and up. Penix took 7 steps.
Yeah,
he hitched twice. Nobody was anywhere close to him.
Yeah,
and see, defensive backs, they are out there. They get blamed. If one of those damn linemen get to Penix, he's not hitching. And he allowed to get that far down the field.
Right.
So my thing is, if they don't get, if the trenches don't start winning, we can say what we want about Lattimore or whoever else. Nobody else going to be better. Because if you got time, receiver going to get open.
Time and comfort. And yes. I think, on that play, there were a couple times where they had hands in his face and he still made the throw. Like, Penix, one of the things he did the other day, too, is throw with anticipation. There were a couple plays where it's like, it was unreal, the anticipation he threw with, but also I thought he was comfortable in the pocket too much.
Yeah.
And on that one too, and Lattimore talked about this after the game about sometimes being over aggressive on things because of what they've shown the first 3 weeks. And on that one, I think even Grant tweeted this out, 70.3% of the throws to Drake London were on air yards of 0 to 10 yards. So you're playing for that tendency because they ran the double move on both sides, and Amos on the other side also was beat. And, they had a step because, they were aggressive on the tendency. And so that was a tough one. But you're right. If a guy's comfortable, it makes it a lot easier. And, that's going to have to be the answer. Can you create more pressure somehow to help? And then, the hard part is, too, if the man coverage is breaking down, well, then it's harder to blitz more because that's what you're putting them in. So, you know what I mean? So what is the solution there to generate more pressure? I think one thing is, maybe it is that, you need to send Frankie more somehow. Can you do that and feel good about it? Feel good about the coverage in the back end holding up. But then again, the linebacker coverage is not their strength.
No. And, I thought DQ had a fit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Try not to be reactionary. A lot of people are reacting to a bad game in Atlanta with some explosive players on the field. You don't want Wagner off the field a ton, but you do wonder what opposing offenses are seeing. Do you think there's a space where they try to get – I think people got to realize that just because Medrano ran a really fast 40 at the combine, he was inactive 2 weeks ago for an undrafted guy ahead of him.
That's not the answer here. And that, the other thing is, too, what guys run in the 40 is not always how they play.
Totally.
And, you know, and like, even on that, even on, like, the one to Robinson, that was a well-designed play by the Falcons. Like,
crossers really...
That slowed up
anybody trying to get out there to him.
Yeah. So I'm not, you know, I think like that one's a tough one, but I don't know that that's the solution, you know. And I think the guy, to be honest, if you were going to put somebody in, it almost has to be like, okay, is there a full-time solution? And I don't think they're not going there, because, you know, if they're running the ball or whatever. So that, then it becomes like, oh, is Jordan McGee that guy? But it's, I don't even, you know, they're not going there. We're just talking about coverage. So, you know, I don't know, again, pressure. And I think sometimes too, like with some of the linebacker stuff, like there were times in the past where it's going to be, you know, scare people, but like when Jamin Davis would be in coverage and he'd be in a bad matchup, and it's like, yes, we know it's a bad matchup, but play your leverage and mitigate the damage, right? Like, that's sometimes the linebackers do. And so if you're preventing them from getting over the middle, getting an out route, and you give up 5-6 yards, like, okay, you'll live with that versus the big potential big play. So, you know what I'm saying? And, like, that's where the experience comes in. Can you do that? Because there were definitely times where he covered Robinson. Robinson's such a weapon, too. And that's the one thing with that game, that when you go back, before that game, like the Carolina game looked so different than their other games, even though they weren't scoring as much. Like, Penix looked like just a different quarterback in that game. It's like, where is this? Who is this guy? Like, you kind of knew, like, they have the ability to hang a lot of points on people because the talent is there. And so, you know, but again, like, let them get comfortable, let them get off the mat early, and then you're going to be in for a long day, and that's clearly what happened.
But see, people look at that one play and say, oh, we need somebody else out there. That other person may be able to check that play.
But what about the other
68 plays he's going to get his ass whipped? And they're going to be happy with that? You know, it's just like, look, man, football has gotten to a point where we always want to talk about the exciting thing aspect of it, but you know what? Football is simple. You win in the trenches, you win football games. If your guys give your guys time, and you can run double moves, you can score points. If your guys stop the other guys from having time, they can't run double moves, you stop them from scoring points, you win football games.
Yeah.
But the exciting parts, the receivers, the big plays, that gets so exciting to talk about. The trenches tell you everything about a football game.
Listen, ask Justin Herbert how the trenches are going right now. Like, he's getting pressured left and right because he lost tackles. You know, you're having issues there. And so you have this quarterback who's terrific, who's having, you know, who had a lot of issues against the Giants.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like, and the Bengals, you know, the way to mitigate the loss of Joe Burrow is with the line, which they've never been able to fix. So, you know, and so, like, it certainly makes a big difference. And, you know, like, I think this D line can be pretty solid. And I think Payne and Kinlaw, I think Dorrance has done a lot of good things, but you don't have the Trey Hendrickson, but you have groups. But if you can do, and even Quinn talked about, like, they should have done maybe more stunting and things like that to help. And maybe you see a little bit more of that in other games. But yeah, I agree. Like, if you can get that going, then it makes the back end look, it will help the back end for sure. And maybe you create like Carolina, that pick six against Penix. Well, they created that with pressure. And then they force a guy, you know, into discomfort, and he throws without getting his feet around. He just lobs one to the side. It's a pick six. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that stuff happens when you apply pressure, and, you know, but when you get comfortable, that guy's just a different quarterback, and everybody is. So, yeah, I think that's where you have to go, because the talent level is not going to change. It's just not. And if that's what people are worried about, like, that's, you're not going to go out and trade for other guys, right? Mm. They did that last year. So, you know, that's not going to be the answer here. So, you know, how else can you help that coverage group? In addition to, as Quinn said, like, there are the coverage busts are different. Like, you need to fix that.
Yeah.
And that's something you can fix. But there's something that's capable of fixing. But will they? You know, will it get fixed? because that's an easier one. And if you can do that, now you've cut out five, you know, several plays from that game Sunday just by, you know, better whether it's communication, recognition, whatever it is, right? That would have helped a lot. That would help a lot too, and that's something you can certainly fix. It's just that, will it be fixed?
You feel pretty good about Jaden this weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, and so, I mean, you got to get through the week. We know the deal on this one, but yes, I do.
Good luck to the Guardians, buddy.
Yeah. I hate those 1 o'clock games, though, man.
You're gonna be something while we're in the break between practice and the locker room watching this game on your computer and the press.
Oh, no. It'll be on the phone. Trust me. I'm going to ask Jaden, like, Jaden, can you believe that Austin Hedges is up there swinging 0-2 and a low and away?
Thank you for the time, too.
All right, Jay.
All right, see ya.
Thank you, John. That's our friend John Keim. Give him a follow at John_Keim, K-E-I-M. Let's run through some injury information. John Bates, Commanders tight end, will join us at 11:30.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.